If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, sometimes we have to sit back and talk about some of the things that we love about what we do, and then sometimes we get to sit back and talk about the things that we hate that we do, and sometimes we get to talk about the things that are kind of a mixture of both, and sometimes we have to talk about realities of situations, and we have to talk about non-realities about situations, and so on. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment and sit back and relax as we are talking. Now, I want you to think about a project that you've worked on at work. And I'm not talking about a small project. I'm talking about a project that took days and days and days and days to develop. You know what project I'm talking about. You know that project that was very difficult to put together. In some cases, it might have been weeks. In some cases, it might have been months. Shit, let's go even as far as in some cases, it might have been years to put the thing together. And I want you to think about how you positioned this in your head on how this was going to work. There was going to be a lot of stuff you were going to do. There was going to be a lot of stuff that needed to be rolled out. And you had a structure and a plan and a development. And pretty much everything went as close as possible as you had envisioned it. Are you picturing this so far? Now, here's the thing. When everything rolled out, when everything was executed, it was exactly the way you wanted it to be. You were excited about this process. You were excited about this project. You were excited about how you were helping the organization change. But guess what happened? The people inside of the organization did not appreciate all of the work that you did. The people inside of the organization did not really acknowledge all of the effort and work that really went into it. And to an extent, this frustrated you extremely. I'm not saying it kind of frustrated you. I'm saying it really bothered you because of the amount of time, the amount of effort, and the amount of work that went into this. Now, here's the thing, and this is not going to be the greatest part, but let's talk about this. Sometimes we need to manage, and I would say most of the times, really, expectations that others will have about the work that you do. Sometimes I don't know why we do this, and I think it's because we are human beings. We have this weird expectation that people are going to be very different if we do something. Like if we do some level of work, all of a sudden people are going to go gung-ho that we did something. And that's normally not the case. That is not normally what ends up taking place. That is not what happens where people get super excited that you did something. So let's talk about this. Why don't we manage our expectations on when we do work? On when we even interact with others. Because here's what happens. It's not that the people didn't appreciate what you did. It's that they just don't realize the amount of work that goes into certain items. They don't realize the amount of work that it takes. Now, let's kind of play the other side of the coin here. You and I have done the same thing, where we have not appreciated the amount of work that somebody has put into something. Now, think about this for a moment, and I'll try to do it as in the simplest factor possible, because it's something that we interact with every day. Imagine you go to a restaurant or you go to somebody's house and they cook something for you, and you take the first few bites and you don't like the taste, the flavor, and so on. It took them X amount of time to cook that, prepare it, so on, to get that ready for you, and you didn't like it. It's your initial reaction to it, but you didn't appreciate the time and effort that went into it. You see kind of how that could play a factor into it. So think about this. The next time that you're working on a big project, maybe we should give some consideration to our expectations, opposed to what we are expecting on how other people should be towards what you did. If we manage our expectations, we might be able to do things inside of our work-life balance that, you know, might improve a little bit better than what you think. What do I do? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.